Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue a message I began yesterday, God's Watchman Warning. And we've been looking at the third chapter of Ezekiel. Not only the responsibility that Ezekiel had, but to relate it to our own lives, that every one of us, we may not be a pastor or an evangelist or in public ministry, but every one of us, every child of God, the Word tells us that we are able ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of the gospel of reconciliation, reconciling man to God. And that's what the gospel is. It's good news. Beloved, that's about the only good news we can hear today, is that there is a way of salvation. There's a way of everlasting happiness. There's a way of having an abundant life in the here and now, fellowship with the Creator of heaven and earth. That is good news. Amen. And in the very beginning, Genesis tells us that God created the heavens and earth, and that He created man in His own image, male and female, created He them, and He blessed them. In the beginning, He created them to rule and subdue the earth. He gave them dominion over everything. Hear what the Word says in the first chapter of Genesis, verses 27 and 28. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. They had the right, they had been given dominion by God to have authority over the earth, over other forms of other life forms, such as the animals, the fish, the fowl, every beast of the field, taking care of the garden that they were placed in. And so they had a position in which they were reigning, if you will, as God reigned over the universe. They had a smaller metron, or area of authority, if you will. And the first thing that God did after He created them, what did He do? It says He blessed them. And then, after that blessing, He gave them power to subdue and have dominion over all things. Now, this is important. We have to understand that God has not changed His plan and His desire for man that He created. Because of Adam and Eve's disobedience, because Eve was deceived and Adam went along with her in open rebellion and disobedience against God, what God said and warned them would happen, they experienced death. A spiritual death immediately, and then ultimately, after hundreds of years, they did die physically, and death and sin and the effects of a cursed earth became experienced by every living human being who's ever been born since that time. And the only redemption are those who become a new creation in Christ Jesus. But that plan of God is still in operation. He's given us power and authority over all power of the enemy as we walk forward in our lives, this natural existence that He's given us as the children of God. And He expects us to be able to be submitted, surrendered to Him, to be yielded to God, but also to take authority over the enemy that would attack in our lives and the lives of our loved ones. He expects us to skillfully use the sword of the Spirit, to be clothed with the full armor of God that Paul talked about in Ephesians, to understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we look in the final chapters of the book, we see, at the opening of Revelation 1, and we thank God that he has made us kings and priests unto our God and unto his Father, that we are to rule and reign with Jesus when he returns to set up his millennial kingdom. But unfortunately, many people historically and even currently today in nominal churches, they're not taught, or they are taught, the significance, what it means truly to be a child of God. Some think that if they join a certain group or pass a certain criteria set down by man, religious observances, whatever, they're okay. And it's the nature of the human condition to always attempt to control or build walls around the move of God. They form so-called acceptable groups of ministers and churches, and if they are acceptable to their so-called peer group, then we fellowship with them. If not, then every attempt is made to persuade the people from staying away from those who are not acceptable. The ones who are in leadership attempt to box in to control the children of God. They might put all sorts of spiritual reasons regarding it, but beloved, we cannot put God in a box. And in some cases, they point accusing fingers at various ministers and ministries who don't fit into their little square peg. And in some cases, they've never gone to that ministry if they feel they are in error, gone in the spirit of brotherhood and true agape love, and shown that brother or that sister where they were in error. Oh yes, they're willing to point a finger, but they never fulfill the scripture. If you see your brother in a fall, go to him and restore him, not in a spirit of pride. And then, and only then, if that particular individual or ministry does not heed scriptural correction and is willing to accept the whole word of God, then and only then is that person marked as a sower of discord in the body. And then, according to the scriptures, that person should be called by name and told to the people that he or she is not preaching the word of God. In the years that my husband was in ministry, he went home to be with the Lord in 1997. I can remember back in the 70s when I was a new Christian and some of us had just newly come into to sit under his ministry. The only time he ever spoke against anyone publicly was when he and an elder went over to San Francisco and attended Jim Jones' church. When he saw him throw the Bible down and stamp on it, he went back and warned the congregation that man was a false prophet. He was not of God. Some got mad, angry, and they shared Jim Jones' fate in Guyana. And so, beloved, we have to understand that we are dealing with the sacred things of God, and there's only one standard, and that is the Word of God, the whole counsel of God. Some have hobby horses. They stress one particular point, which is valid, and sometimes there's seasons that God emphasizes a certain aspect of kingdom living to the body of Christ. But beloved, that's not the entirety. Yes, there's a time to be disciplined. Yes, there's a time to rejoice. There's a time in which we have to understand, we have to allow the Holy Spirit. Remember, even in Jesus' time, what was it? John and James, the sons of thunder, they complained that somebody was preaching and they weren't following Jesus, and they forbid him from preaching. And Jesus said, "He that is not against me is with me." Remember in the time of Moses, when the Spirit of the Lord was poured out upon the elders, and Joshua said, there's two that are prophesying in the camp. And Moses said, "Would to God all the Lord's people were prophets." Beloved, we have to understand that God knows how to handle his business. We just need to be obedient, to be of a humble heart and a humble spirit. and understand that Jesus came to restore. He came to heal. And the way of the Lord, as for God, His way is perfect. There's no unrighteousness in Him. Jesus Christ came and ushered in a new covenant. He came to restore man to his place of rulership and fellowship in God, as it was in the beginning before sin entered. He has already begun the process of restoration. He sent Jesus in the fullness of time, and those who receive Him in every time and every generation have begun to have a foretaste of the heavenly experience of the joy, of the peace, of the freedom and liberty that only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And right now He's preparing a people who will be the living embodiment of the Lord Jesus Christ. Does that sound far out? Well, Paul, he's pretty specific when he talks about there is one head, that is Christ, and we are all members of His body, members in particular. God places in the body, in the order, in the arrangement that He chooses. Remember the example Paul gave, you know, the ear can't say to the eye, you know, I have no need of thee. We're all valid. We're all important. We all have a ministry to perform, just as every single cell in your body has a ministry, has a function that God has marvelously and fearfully in the creation of you has caused your body to function for health. That's His desire. And so, brothers and sisters, God, our Lord Jehovah, has established a new covenant through Jesus, and the people who will believe and will continue on into the maturity of sonship will make up the body of Christ individually and collectively on the earth. They will be Jesus Christ, if you will, personified on the earth. Praise God. Well, my time has flown and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without thanking you for your prayer support. You see, and partners, thank you for all you do in prayer and in financial support. And Radio Family, I pray for you every day. And if you have needs, if you feel the gentle prompting of the Holy Spirit to share what your prayer needs are, there's power in agreeing prayer. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you dearly, and I pray for you every day. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.